I don't know unless it be some of that, some of y'all nurse. I don't know.
How about grits?
Grit. Yeah, she likes grit. Mm-hmm. But I don't care. I like cornbread and sweet milk or cornbread and turnip greens or something mm-hmm. like that. But I don't want none of your grit or your mush or.
You don't like stuff like that, do you?
I don't like too much of that kind of stuff. I don't like too much kind of cereals either.
Uh-huh.
But they're pretty good.
Well, what would you call, if somebody made their own liquor at home, what would you call that kind of liquor?
Well, that's bootleg liquor.
Bootleg?
Moonshine.
Uh-huh.
It's the moonshine is what it really would be, uh-huh. I guess. But they make that out of corn. You said that. You make it out of yellow corn and rye and rice and you sour it and I know just about how to make it. I need to make it.
Uh-huh.
All I know how to do is drink it.
That's all you know right now.
I need to drink much whiskey. I make it up there.
Now,
hang it right there. You'll make it. Let's see. What is that? Oh, that's just a real long hair, wasn't it?
Was it? I didn't even know it was there.
Well, I pulled it out, didn't I?
Yeah.
It was stuck.
It was
long. I've been seeing that for a long time. I've seen it.
Why did you pull? You should have pulled it out already.
Well, it's one that just grew up there, and it was that long.
I thought it was one that was
hanging around from your hair.
From my hair. Yep. I didn't even know it was there.
It was. I don't know what I've done with it now, but it was nearly inch long. It wasn't quite
really?
That long. Yeah,
I
it was. Didn't
right.
You didn't know you had hair growing out there. Well, that's what it was. It was little long hair growing out there on your cheek.
Well, thanks for getting rid of it, because I didn't know what it was.
Well, I thought it was just hanging there. I didn't know it would grow to it. You might have wanted to get longer.
No, I didn't even know it was there. That's terrible. Oh, that's funny.
Well, I had been looking at it, and I think, well, now that's just something. That's one of her hair on the side of the head. It got around there on her neck, like, you know, it wasn't. It was just one there that just grew by itself.
You sure must have good eyes.
No, I could see it between light.
Oh, the light.
And
mm-hmm.
once in a while it would show up, I could from the light.
I didn't even know it. You can see better than I can. If you're good
no,
there.
I can't.
I bet you can. Now, this whiskey, now, would this be a dry county or a wet county?
Oh, we're wet.
This is a wet county.
And we sell liquor here.
They do.
Mm-hmm. We tell it that. We have a boot. Have a.
So they wouldn't have to bootleg then here.
No, we don't. We don't. They. It wouldn't be if you made it out here. It wouldn't be bootleg liquor. Well, they couldn't get license to sell it. No, but still, it'd be bootleg liquor. If they get caught, they'd have to go to Canada. Probably mm-hmm. It'd be against the law for them to make it. You got to have a license. You don't make it in Perry County. You just sell it. They,
mm-hmm. And you don't make it. You just sell it.
You can sell wine. See, we have a Whitaker Winery. You know, you know back up in the, what part of the mountains it is now, it's in Arkansas, mm-hmm. the Whitaker Winery. And they have license to make wine and they have license to sell it. But I don't like the Whitaker wine much. I've been up there.
You have?
And it's a pretty good size. They make it, they raise the wheat, they raise the grapes, they raise everything up there. And they make their own wine and they got a restaurant there and you go up there and they'll give you a sample.
Oh, they do?
And then they'll sell you a quart if you want to buy it. If you don't want to buy a quart, well, they won't make you buy a quart. But if you, they will sell you a quart there over the bar there, and they have a license. And then they have it all these saloons around it. Mm-hmm. And they sell wine all over the United States. Mm-hmm. It's a big place. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many thousand acres of grape vineyard they have up there. Some of the prettiest grapes we went up by one time, there's the prettiest grapes you ever saw.
Oh.
They give us some to eat, some of the eatable grapes, not the winery grapes,
yeah.
Some of the eatable
mm-hmm.
that you eat, you know, by hand. And they were just as sweet and nice as they could be. And the boss man come around and said, y'all want some grapes? And we just looking at them, you know. One of the girls said, yeah. And